Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, the Texans practiced inside the Methodist Training Center. With a big game this Sunday against the St. Louis Rams, quarterback Matt Schaub talked about that and more with the media.
If you look at that game last year, obviously we were coming off of, you know, a couple big wins and then going out there and, you know, stubbing our toe. But, you know, the parity in this league is so fine and so close that, you know, everyone's got talent. They're a talented football team and just hasn't showed up in the win-loss column. But we have to be on top of our game and play well, or else, you know, they're a good team that can make a lot of plays.
How much is the theme of accountability to each other, not just to everything? How much does that change kind of, and obviously getting a win, how much does that change the morale around here?
Well, anytime you win, you know things are positive, and you know you kind of turn things around, so to speak. But you know, it definitely helps, you know, just to, you know, get in the win column and get off the losing streak. But you know, we've always been positive and you know, remain that way. You know, we weren't letting any negative things creep into the locker room or into our heads. You know, we remained positive, and it showed. We came out and played well on Sunday. Well, it's very important, especially, you know, this week, you know, just not only for ourselves. You know, you saw last week or the other day how starting fast and getting a score early really jump-started things for us on offense, but as well as defensively. You know, it gives them a lead to play with, and so it's very vital and very important, especially going on the road to their place and, you know, control the game early and, you know, kind of take the wind out of their sails.
Also answering questions from the media was wide receiver Andre Johnson. He says he's ready to go and not going to overlook the Rams on Sunday.
We talk about St. Louis coming up in this game, a team that's 1-4 on the season, the dangers that lie ahead of feeling a little too good about yourself.
Well, you can never feel too good about yourself. You know, the thing about, you know, being in the NFL, it's hard to win, you know, football games. You know, you can't look past anybody. You still have to go out and, you know, do what you have to do as far as executing your offense, your defense, and, you know, on special teams to win games, because if you don't go out there and do that, then, you know, you're going to end up on the losing end. And that's something that we don't want to happen. So, you know, we are aware, you know, of everything. We're aware about them, and you know, it's not a team that we're just going to go out there and overlook just because they've only won one game.
I'm sure you don't have to go too far back in your history to learn that lesson. Last year's Oakland game, has that come up at all? Just kind of a reminder?
I mean, it was brought to our attention, but, you know, I mean, it's something you definitely, you know, if you were here last year, it's something you definitely think about. You don't want to be in that same situation again this season. So, you know, we, like I said, we just have to go out, play our game, and make sure that we go out and execute our offense, and, you know, just the whole team execute, you know, like we know how to, in order to win the game.
You talk about execution. Do you like the fact that last week, obviously, they got right to you and you got plenty of touches to get in rhythm? Is that kind of a plan that you're encouraging them to keep continue the next three games?
Well, I can't make anybody do anything. You know, it was – you know, it was just a game plan that we put in, and, you know, almost everything that we were calling was just working for us. You know, we have a good game plan going in again this week, and, you know, we just have to go out and make sure we do the things to make the plays work. You know, we have to go out there and make the plays. You know, all the coach can do is call the plays, and we have to execute them. So, you know, that's pretty much it. We did that last week, and hopefully we go out there and do it again this week.
You've talked over and over about accountability to players, teammates, coaches, et cetera. The whole team's kind of been talking about that now. Do you feel a difference in the locker room?
I mean, I really think that, you know, the whole year's, you know, been like that. I think everybody, you know, has been giving it up for each other and things like that, but you know, I just think it's became more of a big deal now, you know, because of the situation that we're in as a team. You know, and, you know, I guess now, you know, guys are more vocal about it. You know, we're even talking to you guys about it. So I think that's the biggest thing. But I think before, you know, guys were still giving it up for each other. We just didn't make the plays that we needed to make, you know, to win games earlier during the season.
Robert, is that hard to not overlook those guys with one win?
Yeah, you can't overlook anybody in this league. Like I said before, you can't overlook them. You know, they play hard. You look at them on film, they play hard. They were in some games where, you know, they just lost them at the end where they didn't make the plays. And, you know, we've been in that situation before. So, you know, we can definitely understand that. And, you know, if you go out there and you overlook them and you go out there playing around, then that's when you get yourself in a bad position. And, you know, like I said, that's something we're not going to do. We're going to go out and approach it just like we would any other game.
Thanks again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football players, cheerleaders, coaches, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.